Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. This time we're going to be tackling something totally new. It's this website, evalencia.org, and it's all about art and politics in Valencia, Spain.
And digital activism. Don't forget the digital activism.
Right, of course, digital activism. So like picture this, it's the early 2000s. Valencia's government is pouring money into these huge, like, architectural projects, trying to put the city on the map, you know?
The city of arts and sciences. They were really making a start, man.
Exactly. But not everyone was thrilled about it. Some people felt like these big, flashy projects were overshadowing other parts of Valencia's art scene. And that's where evalencia.org comes in.
It gave a voice to those dissenting voices, provided a platform for open dialogue and debate.
And get this, they even allowed anonymous posting. Can you imagine the conversations that were happening?
Oh, it was a wild west in those comment sections. But you have to remember, this was a time of massive change, not just in Valencia, but globally.
True, true. The world was still on edge after 9/11.
Exactly. Security measures were being tightened everywhere, and sometimes that meant freedom of expression took a hit.
So evalencia.org launched in 2001. It was created by this artist, Daniel Garcia Andusar, and his group, Technologies to the People, or PTTP for short.
Catchy name.
Right. So they envisioned this website as like a digital forum, right? A place where people could discuss and critique cultural policies in Valencia. Oh, and here's a fun fact. They actually launched the website as part of an art exhibition at Galleria Visor.
Talk about blurring the lines between art and activism.
Right. So fast forward a couple of years and things get really interesting. In 2003, the University of Alicante, where the website was hosted, they shut it down. Just like that.
Censorship, they cried, or at least that's what a lot of people suspected.
Yeah, the university cited technical difficulties, but many people saw it as a direct result of pressure from the ruling Popular Party. You see, they weren't exactly thrilled with the website's, shall we say, constructive criticism of their cultural policies.
And remember, this was a time when the climate in Spain, politically speaking, was quite tense.
Right. The Ley Orgánica 5/2002 had just been passed, which gave the government a lot more power to, let's say, monitor online activity.
It was a controversial law, to say the least. Critics saw it as a way to stifle dissent and limit freedom of expression.
So when evalencia.org got taken down, it really fueled the fire. It confirmed what a lot of people had been saying all along, that the government was trying to silence dissenting voices.
And you know what they say when you try to silence a voice? You only make it louder.
Words to live by, really. Because evalencia.org, they didn't stay quiet for long. They found a new home for the website, this time all the way in London, and relaunched with a message that just dripped with defiance. "They have closed us," it proclaimed, "but they have not silenced us."
Talk about a comeback story. But it wasn't just about keeping the website alive, was it? It was about what it represented, the movement it had become.
Right. It became a rallying point for all sorts of citizen groups who felt like their voices weren't being heard. Like, take the IVM Centro del Carme, for example.
Yes. The beloved art institution. There was this whole debate about whether it should be closed down, remember?
And people were not happy about it.
Yeah.
Artists, cultural activists, you name it. They saw it as this vital part of Valencia's cultural identity, and they weren't going to just sit back and let it disappear.
And evalencia.org was right there with them, fanning the flames, providing a platform for organizing protests, sharing information, rallying support. They were like a digital megaphone for the movement.
And then there was that whole controversy over the expansion of IVOM, the Valencian Institute of Modern Art, which, again, sounds kind of dry, right?
Yeah.
But it was about way more than just adding some extra gallery space.
Oh, absolutely. This was about artistic vision, about staying true to the museum's core values.
Some people worried that this big expansion would mean, like, selling out, you know?
Yeah.
Becoming too commercialized, too focused on attracting tourists instead of serving the local art community.
And let's not forget about the Valencia Biennial, this massive international art event funded by the government.
Oh yeah, evalencia.org had some thoughts on that one.
They did. They were pretty vocal about their criticism of the biennial, actually. They argued that it was too focused on big name artists, on following international trends, and not enough on showcasing local talent.
Which is interesting because that criticism, it wasn't just about art, right? It was about globalization.
Yeah.
About the tension between preserving local cultures and embracing global influences.
It's a debate that's still relevant today, wouldn't you say?
Totally. But here's the kicker. The biennial organizers, they actually took some of that criticism from evalencia.org and incorporated it into their marketing for the event.
Ironic, isn't it? They took the dissent and tried to spin it to their advantage.
So it makes you wonder, right? Does criticism lose its power when it's co-opted like that?
It's a good question, but I think the fact that they felt the need to address it, even in that way, says something about the impact eValencia.org was having.
For sure. But, you know, it wasn't all just about protests and criticism. eValencia.org also sparked these really interesting discussions about art and its role in society.
Right. Like, what is the relationship between art, politics, and public space? And who gets to decide what those things look like?
Speaking of public space, we can't talk about this without mentioning the Panthers.
Ah, yes, the Panthers. A tale of two sculptures.
Right. You get the Pink Panther, this colorful, kind of abstract piece that everyone loves. It's like this local icon.
Created by the artist Mikel Navarro back in the 80s, a symbol of, I don't know, maybe a bit of rebellion, a bit of playfulness in a city that was changing rapidly.
And then you have the Blue Panther, also by Navarro, but installed much later as part of that City of Arts and Sciences complex.
And let's just say it wasn't met with quite the same level of universal adoration.
Some people saw it as this symbol of everything. eValencia.org was railing against this big, expensive kind of impersonal art that felt imposed on the city.
Right. Like, it was less about engaging with the community and more about making a statement, a very large, very blue statement.
And you know what's funny? The Blue Panther is all sleek and metallic and kind of imposing.
Right.
While the Pink Panther is more organic and approachable, almost like they perfectly embody the two sides of this whole debate.
It's almost too perfect, isn't it? Like something out of a movie?
It really is. But it goes to show, art has this incredible power to become a lightning rod for these bigger social and political issues.
Absolutely. And the Panthers, they're just one example of that. But the story of eValencia.org, it goes beyond just local controversies over sculptures, you know?
It speaks to something much bigger. It's about the power of art to challenge us, to make us think critically about the world around us. And on Dujar, the guy behind eValencia.org, he really understood that.
Oh, absolutely. He wasn't content with just creating art for galleries and museums, you know? He wanted his art to have a real impact on the world.
He wanted to shake things up a little.
Exactly. And he saw the internet as this amazing tool for doing just that. Like, with eValencia.org, he could bypass those traditional gatekeepers of the art world.
The ones who decide what's good art and what's not.
Exactly. He created this space where anyone could share their opinions, their critiques, their ideas about art and culture.
It's funny because, in a way, he was ahead of his time. Like, today, we see artists using the internet for activism all the time.
Oh, totally. Social media, online platforms, it's all fair game. Artists are using these tools to raise awareness, to mobilize communities, to challenge injustice.
And it's not just online either, right?
Yeah.
You see it in public spaces too. Artists creating these thought-provoking installations that get people talking.
Street art, murals, flash mobs, you name it. It's all about pushing boundaries, breaking down those barriers between art and everyday life.
Like that quote about art comforting the disturbed and disturbing the comfortable.
Exactly. And eValencia.org, that's exactly what it did. It disturbed the comfortable. It challenged the status quo. And it gave a voice to those who felt like they weren't being heard.
It's pretty inspiring when you think about it. So what happened to it? Is it still around?
Yeah, the website's still out there, though it's not quite the same as it was back in the day.
Things change, you know?
They do, but its legacy, that's still going strong. eValencia.org, it shifted the conversation around cultural policy in Valencia. It gave power to those dissenting voices, and it inspired a whole new generation of artists and activists.
It's a good reminder that even something small, something local, can have a ripple effect.
Absolutely. It shows you what can happen when people are passionate, when they're willing to speak up, and when they have a platform to make their voices heard.
And that's what this whole deep dive comes down to, I think. Mm-hmm. It's about responsibility. The responsibility of artists to engage with the world. The responsibility of institutions to listen to their communities. And our responsibility as citizens to stay informed, to think critically, and to never stop questioning.
Well said. We can't just passively consume culture, can we? We have to be active participants in shaping it.
Exactly. Because culture, it's not this fixed thing. It's constantly evolving, and we all have a role to play in that evolution.
Now that's something to think about.
It is. So thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of eValencia.org. We hope you learned something new, that you were maybe even a little inspired.
And who knows, maybe it even sparks some ideas of your own.
Exactly, because that's what we're all about here, getting those creative juices flowing. So until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep the conversation going.